for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, May the 27th, 2018. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service teaching on Weapons of Warfare. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
But here's the deal. We are to, Barnabas was an encourager. We are to encourage one another. And there at Barnabas, the people that have that spirit upon them encourage the body of Christ and they build it up. And if you had a young Barnabas come up to you and tell you that was such a good, you went, oh Lord God, you shut him off. So when it's legitimate, it needs to be received like this. Thank you for your kind words. The Lord is good. So you receive what's right and then give the glory to who it belongs to. Right? Now somebody's coming up flattering you, then you go straight to everything is the Lord. You shut that off because you don't receive that flattery. I had a woman one time, I was sitting out front of a grocery store, probably 2006 or 7, and I stood outside and I saw her sitting over on a bench, she's smoking a cigarette. So I took a moment to sit down to her and talk to her about Jesus. And as I was talking to her, and I said something to her, and she went, ooh, you're powerful. And it just stuck me. And I went, ain't nothing in me that's good except Jesus. Everything you see is Him. You know, I told her that. Then I spoke to her a little bit, and I went on, but it really bothered my spirit. I was bothered. And I said, Lord, what in the world is that? And He says, it's the same spirit. No, I didn't mean it's the exact same spirit, but the same spirit that followed Paul and Silas, God followed and going, these are the servants of the Most High God. He said, that one was speaking the truth, but it's the wrong spirit. It's like Dave just said, it's divination. It was divination spirit. So the spirit popped on. I rebuked that and broke it off, but it taught me. And it was flattery. See, flattery, listen, that if I would have received, well, she said I was powerful. Well, I'd have got a dose of something that I didn't want. Okay? You get that? Alright. Faithful are the words of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Proverbs 12, 25. Listen, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Speak life over one another, and if you're suffering anxiety, speak life over yourself. Get glad. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 5, 3 and 4. But sexual immorality, all impurity or covetousness must not be named among you as it is proper among the saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Psalm 141:3, listen. Everybody say this with me, if you will. Say, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Amen. I think the rest of that, David's saying, so I won't sin against you. Amen. 1 Peter 3 and 10. For that he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that speak no guile. How many want to see good days? Let's pray and follow. Pray with me if you will. Father, right now, I make a decision to control my tongue. Help me to control my tongue. In my home, in church, in the field. Help me, Lord, to control my tongue. The Holy Spirit, helps me. I believe, Lord, with your help, it can be done. So by your grace and mercy, I'm making a decision today to get control of my tongue. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I pray for those who say, Lord, I want to be more like you. I pray, Lord, that I want to be more like you. I want to be more in control under your headship and your leadership. I want self-control by your Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you grace me to hear what I'm saying. So I can make corrections. I pray that I'm able to progressively control my tongue, thus controlling situations in my own body and my destiny and outcome in life. Anybody here ever said anything like I've done? This is my bad leg. This is my bad foot. I have bad fill in the blanks. Come on. Listen, we don't deny there's a problem. We deny it's right to be there. But I'm going to start saying, Lord, I thank you. I got a good leg. I got a good leg. I got a good right leg. I got a good left leg. They carry me everywhere I'm going to go. I thank you, Lord. My legs are healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I rebuke this that's come against me in the name of Jesus. I don't have bad eyes. I have good eyes. Now, you follow me? You want to say good words. Are you speaking life or are you agreeing with the devil? Now, listen, that doesn't mean we go so far to deny there's a problem. But we speak the solution to the problem.
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
I thank you
for the turnaround.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Father,
I ask you to forgive me
for I spoke words that tended to death and dissension. I repent for grumbling, complaining, accusing people. I'm sorry, Lord. I ask you to forgive me. And I purpose to speak right words in Jesus' name. I repent for my ancestors in this area. I forgive those that have spoken death against me. In Jesus' name, I break every curse on me and my family that has come. I'm speaking agreement with death. And I command the spirits who have enforced these curses to leave in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Every enforcement agent in the name of Jesus, death, death from words of idolatry, death from words of adultery, death from words of immorality, death from words of gossip, backbite, slander, murder, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, backstabbers' words, I break your power in the name of Jesus, all words of broken covenant like I divorce you, in the name of Jesus, I'm vulnerable, I break the power of those words, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 in the name of Jesus, go, 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 so I repent for any vows I've made, with my mouth, out of judgment against other people, vows about my father, vows about my mother, vows about never loving again, vows in the name of Jesus, vows of death in the name of Jesus. If you ever wanted to die, repent now. If you ever spoke the words, I wish I was dead, I'd be better off dead, they'd be better off without me. You'll be sorry when I'm gone. Any of those words, just repent for them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, just repent throughout this room if that's been you. In the name of Jesus. If you said I'd never be like my father, you judged him. If you ever be like my mother, you judged him. Now listen, even though you don't want to be like that, you judged him. You haven't forgiven him. You did that out of unforgiveness. It's unholy judgment. We need to break those vows because the very thing you said you wouldn't do, you've probably been doing because you judged wrong. Okay? Even as a child. Okay? So, in the name of Jesus, every spirit from the bowels for the words of death. Even death wish has to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Go, 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 go. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Come on, up and out in the name of Jesus. Come on, up and out. We're going to finish strong here in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We're going to finish strong in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on, let God's people go in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Get out, death, in the name of Jesus. Get out, death, stony. Stony hearts, get out of there in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I give you all the glory
for setting me free.
Helping me to speak words
that
heal myself
and others.
For helping me to speak words
that
maintain freedom, expand your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. And decree. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. You believe that?
Yeah.
All right. And listen, I'm not going to go into the full teaching, but if for you note takers or you listeners that just have a steel trap mind that can remember everything that you hear, I'm going to speak a few things to you, and then we're going to dismiss. We have weapons of warfare. You're going to have to go out and keep your freedom. Okay? And I'm just going to say this, if you're writing down, write this down. If your words do not change, your life doesn't change. If your words don't change, your life doesn't change. Other than to get worse if you keep speaking negative. You have to change your words. Alright? And you're going to go out and you're going to be in a fight. Fear not. Be bold and courageous. The Lord is with you. Okay? He's with you. Got you here. He's helped you this weekend. He'll help you be on this weekend. If you keep getting deliverance, it just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better. So you have weapons of warfare. I'm just going to speak them to you. You seek the Lord on what you're to do with each one of these. There's obedience, number one. Number one weapon. Greatest weapon a Christian has against the devil's kingdom is obedience to God. Everything else that you would do, every other weapon that you would deploy, hinges on saying yes to what he says is right and wrong. If you're going to go live like hell and rebuke the devil, he's going to laugh in your face and kick you all the way to Dallas. Okay? It's just why it's going to work. But if you're obedient, with the help of the Lord, everybody say, I want to be obedient. And Lord,
Lord,
I can't do it without you.
I can't do it without you.
But I choose life.
And
receive your grace.
To help me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
If you think it's you that's going to keep you, you're wrong. You choose to be kept by Him. Okay? You can't do it on your own. You'll fail. You bring Him into it. If you have a besetting problem that you're not getting over, you bring other trusting believers in to get in agreement with you to rebuke the enemy and help you walk it out. You become accountable. Okay, if you're a man in here, and women too, lots of them now. If you got a pornography issue, listen. And I'm just going to say pornography. Let's just go there for that one. Jesus said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. If your arm causes you, cut it off. What that means is if you've got a computer that causes you to stumble, don't open it unless you're in the McDonald's, the hotel lobby, or in front of your wife. You hear me? You do something different. We repent, we get the devils out, we get cleansed. But if you keep going and doing the same thing that's causing you to fall, you're going to fall again. Do something different. One man I knew had an anger problem. He was a deliverance minister. He had an anger problem. And his wife had fed up with it. Said, I want a divorce. Said, I don't want a divorce. Cast this devil out of me. So they did. But then they came to agreement. When she saw him get mad, she'd say so. And he'd stop whatever he's doing and sit down on the floor. He spoke this publicly. So I'm not telling you anything he hadn't spoke. And I'm not telling you his name. But I'm telling you, that's what he did. And he said, I did that until I got dominion over that spirit of anger. He did something to arrest the problem. You have to do something different. So everybody say, everybody here knows what their problem is. Everybody, I'm just saying, everybody knows. So what you say, just say this to me. Say, Father,
you know what it is
that I'm going to have to conquer. So I'm asking. asking you
to
give me the key
to
my actions
that
need to change.
What to do
to dominate the enemy.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. We got to obey. Okay. Next. Oh, I have a lot of obedience. The name of Jesus. That's the name above all names. There wouldn't have been a demon leave here one this weekend if we didn't have the name. The name. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. Rise in the name. Jesus' name, if you're in Him and He's in you, is literally a badge of authority. It's like a policeman has. If a policeman out there stood in front of you and stood out, and you're driving in your 2,500-pound car and that 250-pound man standing out there, you're not stopping because his 250 pounds stopped the 2,500-pound car. You're stopping because he's got the authority of the government behind him, all the way back to the National Guard if needed. You hear me? Well, listen. You know why the devils do what we tell them to do when repentance has been met? Because we got the authority of the kingdom of heaven behind us. All the way to the king. And everybody he chooses to use in between. So the angels that are innumerable are precious God, the Holy Spirit, fights on our behalf. And when we're in covenant with God and we speak something in the name of Jesus, things happen. His name. There is a thing in our nation where people want to pray and say, in your name. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. That's just fear of people rejecting the name of Jesus.
Right.
If you're going to take your case to the court, you better say the name or it ain't filed. Forget it. There's no other name by which men can be saved. And in your name ain't His name. That's good English, isn't it? Lord, there's no salvation by any other name. There's no deliverance by any other name. There's no healing by any other name. There's no correction by any other name. There's nothing by any other name that counts for good. His name. I love His name. One of those songs out there says, Jesus, Your name is power. Oh, my Lord. It's power. Lord, thank You. More precious. So His blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You need to know the blood of Jesus. You need to know that if it wasn't for the blood, nothing else. We couldn't use His name if not for His blood. Okay? But the blood, you go to the court through the blood. You make your appeals through the blood. You decree because you've been through the blood. The blood of Jesus, it cleanses you. It perpetually cleanses you. When you confess your sin, it's His blood again. It cleanses you. He was sacrificed once, but that blood is never, it's continual for cleansing for us. And there's power in His name. And Israel put His blood on the doorpost to keep the angel of death out. So we put the blood on the doorpost of our lives and the blood on your marriages. The blood on your health. The blood on your children. The blood on your finances. The blood on your relationships. Lord, thank You for the blood. When you're in trouble, I'm pleading, Lord, it's the blood. I thank You. I did it. I'm coming through the blood. Never hide from your sin. Never justify your sin or anybody else's. Make sure you don't justify yours. Then don't justify any sin, because if you do, you open it up to death. So you take accountability as soon as you know you've done something wrong. Lord, I'm sorry. Thank You for Your blood. I'm coming to You. Okay? Blood of Jesus. Listen, I've seen times when we applied the blood of Jesus, demons that wouldn't come out and say, Lord, I thank You I applied the blood to this person. They scream and come out. Okay? You hear me? And when you're praying over your house at night, listen, put the blood of Jesus on you. Lord, I thank You for the blood of Jesus. Some of you get tormented in the night season, and all you need to do is go, Lord, I thank You that I apply the blood of Jesus to my sleep and my dreams, that You guard me in the night season.
Yeah.
Apply the blood of Jesus to the walls of my house, the doors. Nothing's going to free float in here and torment me in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Demons are legalists. That's why we break curses. They come because we break the law. But listen to me. If they'll come in there, if you don't have anything wrong at times, it's because you won't run off. Okay? Once you repent, they don't have a legal right to be there, but don't think they won't try you, just even if you legally take it, they'll try you. We've got to listen. Love the Lord, focus on Him, don't worry about the demons, but deal with them. Deal with them. Respond to darkness with the Word, with the name, with the blood, His power. No blood, no cleansing. No blood, no forgiveness. No blood, no resurrection. He resurrected. He had to die first to have a resurrection. Huh? It all goes back to the cross, and then we thank God that He did resurrect because it's our promise, and then we thank God that we can live in resurrection power. Amen. Do communion. Do communion in your home. Wait to go to church. Do communion. Get with God. Don't make it a ritual. Make it personal. Power of prayer. Prayer changes things in the name of Jesus. All sorts of prayers. You supplicate, you ask God for things, you petition. You can even write out a prayer to the Lord. Petitioning. There's intercessory prayer for somebody else. Amen? Okay? So we need to pray. Prayer of faith. Thank you, Lord. It's just between you and God. You're praying. The Bible says prayer of faith heals the sick. Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you've been made righteous, your prayers count. Amen? That means if you're born again, you'll stay repentant. There's prayers of consecration, dedication. You buy you a car, why don't you give it to God? Got a house? Give it to God. You bring something new in your home? Give it to God. If it's something used, repent for what went on in it. You buy a car, ain't no telling what the people did. They could have been fornicating, fighting, doing drugs. Spirit gonna come with a car. You got more than you bargained for. So it got a demon name like Saturn. But then it gets the other demons come with it, because most of our cars got demon names, by the way. Most of them. Thank you, Lord. Okay? I'm not telling you get nothing by a car. Just give it to God, right? Okay? Alright, so we want to pray. There's a prayer of praise and worship. You're magnifying God with your prayer. Okay? I'm not going to go into the fullness of prayer. I'm just telling you it's a weapon of war. Okay? Alright? Pray in the Spirit. If you've got prayer language this weekend, exercise it. If you already have one, exercise it. Listen to me. The more you'll pray in the Spirit, the more supernatural encounters you'll have that will destroy works of darkness. And not only that, but maybe that pastor over there in Iraq that's about to be, or Iran, that's about to be thrown in jail because you prayed in tongues. God rescues the man and 200,000 get saved. Because we're speaking mysteries. And God's using the tongue of a man that He's speaking through to do what He wants to on the earth. We can know it sometimes and we don't have to know it. It doesn't really matter. But the more you'll pray in the Spirit, also, it seems to fan the fire of the rest of the gift. So if you'll pray in the Spirit, be willing to share the gospel, because the gifts are not for people that just sit and do nothing. They're for those that'll pray. They're for those that'll do something. And they're to build the church. Okay? But God will work those gifts in, but the more you pray in the Spirit, good things happen. Might even be saving your own life for one of your children one day. You hear me? Might even be getting somebody saved that's lost, and it might even be repairing breaches for you. You don't even have clues about you. Holy Spirit knows what He wants to pray. He'll help us. Amen?
Amen?
So if you just got baptized in the Holy Ghost, don't let the devil steal it. You need to keep praying. You need to push through. You need to pray, pray, pray. In your worship time, be praying in the Spirit. Just be praying so that it gets established. Listen, it's already established in heaven. It's already established, but it's got to be established in your mind, even though it's not a thing in your mind, that it's not something that the enemy can steal. Don't let the enemy talk you into your mind that you didn't receive what God gave you. Just pray. And if you've been one that know that you should have been and you haven't, repent and say, Lord, fire me up so things change. Holy Ghost and fire. Fire brings purging. So it refines us too. It brings you to a place of being aware of what's wrong. What's wrong with you. What's wrong to help others. But it brings fire. And then fire is also zealous. Are you zealous? Do you care that they're dying in the Walmart? People in there going to hell? You may not encounter any of them, but boy, when you go in there, you can repent for them and pray for them and ask God to bring people right into them. Maybe you see somebody sick or somebody needs a smile, right? And God will bring the encounter. We need to pray continually, filled with the Spirit. Prayer of binding and loosing. You need to go online, do whatever, if I seek you. But let me just tell you something. You need to know what binding and loosing means. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Jesus gave the keys of the kingdom to Peter, but they're to us. That wasn't to the Catholic Church. It's to us. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Jesus said, if you're going to take a man's house, you must first bind the strong man. Well, we can't go take a rope and tie up demons. But when I speak, I bind the strong man in Jesus' name. And it means forbid or tie up. Okay? So we're hindering the enemy. So spiritually, maybe the angels are tying them up. Maybe they're just pushing them back. Well, we're forbidding that work to be done. So I'm forbidding the strong man there to do his work. Now I'm going to bind mind-blinding spirits, deaf, dumb spirits, spirits of rejection, whatever pertains to that I need to. And then loosing. And loosing can be releasing something good, so you can release good things of God. Lord, I thank you, Father, where there's been a wildness, self-control is released. Your Spirit, Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, you convicted. Godly thought, it leads to repentance, but it can also mean tearing something off of somebody that doesn't belong there. Like a sickness. Jesus told that woman to be loosed from your infirmities. Binding and loosing. You'll never do spiritual warfare effectively without it. I'm just going to tell you. You never do it. You know, when I learned this principle and began to pray that way, a lot of things changed. I have a wife today that I didn't even have a clue was going to be my wife that was down as a crack addict with my brothers. But there was a particular man calling, getting me to pray for him every day. Every day, I bind it in the strong man Jesus' name. I bind the mind blind spirits. I bind those spirits of addiction. And one day they showed up in church. Okay? Had no clue. Okay? Using binding and loosing. It matters. That's how you do spiritual warfare. We have authority from Jesus, Luke 10:19, to give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You need to know. You've got that authority. Know that you know that you know. Okay? You need to praise the Lord. Continually praise Him. Come forth from your mouth. Praise Him in the good times. Praise Him in the rough times. Praise Him because if He's the good times, He's gave them to you. And the rough times, He's going to carry you through.
Yeah.
Amen? And some of the rough times, He may be allowing to happen because you got some junk in you and needs to come out. Okay? But praise Him. Praise Him. I'm gonna say this. The shortest path. Listen. The shortest path for every trial is through the praise of the Lord. Grateful heart, thanksgiving. Do you like a long trial or would you like short ones? We choose. Praise Him. Even when you don't feel like it. You're communicating who God is. What He has done. What He can do. It's a weapon against evil and the enemies of God. Praise honors God. It helps us focus on God. Helps us know God. It breaks the enemy's oppression. It confuses the forces of evil. That's a pretty good list. Heard a man say this, and I'm going to say this. We thank God for His goodness. We praise Him for His greatness. And we worship Him in His holiness. All right. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your goodness to me.
The weapons of my warfare
are not carnal. They're not fleshly. They're mighty through God to pulling down strongholds.
Thank you, Lord,
that you'll help me use them.
Pulling down my own strongholds
and whoever else needs the help.
I trust you.
I receive it.
I'm asking you
to take this knowledge I've gained
and bring it to a place of understanding.
And
give me wisdom
on how to deploy it.
I give you all the glory
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord some glory.
An announcement to make. You people are good eaters.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Is that how you want me to do it? She said this, that, listen, here's what happened. Normally we'll have a lunch here that's just complimentary of the house here that from the leftovers. But we've been eating well, and there's no leftovers. So we just, I'll just collectively, I want to pray over this group, over everybody here. I bless the meal you're going to have. And Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for everything you've done and all that you're going to do. You do get all the glory. You get all the honor. You get all the praise. You're mighty in battle. Jesus, you are glorious. You're the glorious man. And you're the bridge between us and the Father. You're the only one that could do it, and you did it. And Jesus, you hold the title deed to the earth and everyone's life here. And so, Father, we thank you that Jesus overcame. Jesus, you overcame. Jesus, you overcame. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. Thank you, Lord, you resurrected. Thank you, Lord, you chose us. You chose us. We love you because you first chose us. Now, Father, I ask you to take every person here into a deeper relationship with you. I ask you to take every bit of the knowledge they've gained and their understanding. Father, I just thank you in Jesus' name. They all know the Father's love. They would know how deeply you love them. They'd know that you are delighted. Jesus, you're delighted that you paid the price. And that everyone would know that there comes a day when you're coming back here to reign and rule. And Lord, you'll resurrect us if we need it. You'll change us at the end of the day. Lord, we just know. Thank you for the promise. Thank you for the promise. Thank you for the promise that we don't have to stay in these bodies and that we're going to truly have the mind of Christ and be one with you. That's our glorious hope. That's our glorious assurance. Lord, I thank you that you empower your people to pray. Let there be a spirit of intercession on every person here to intercede not just for what pertains to them, but for what they see around them. Father, and I thank you, Lord, that your blessings abound and they have the revelation of being seated in heavenly places with you, Christ Jesus, with every spiritual gift. And Lord, we thank you. I pray safety over them as they travel. I bind death and destruction, accident, injury, calamity, any distraction, and declare that nobody will bump or be bumped in the name of Jesus. And that every vehicle will be completely sound, Lord, hydraulically, pneumatically, electrically, electronically, and in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for fellowship as they go home. Those that are together, fellowship with you and each other, and those that are even by themselves, they'll just be gloriously fellowshipping with you. We thank you for all you've done, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.